Welcome to TH Radio. Today's programme is presented by Josh,
Finn,
Ethan,
Holly,
Louise,
George,
Zoe,
and Lucy.
Coming up, we find out what it was like to be a child 100 years ago.
We talk to a history expert to find out more about World War One,
and we asked our friends at Fernhill House for their wartime memories.
In Radio Club this term, we have been thinking about the First World War. It ended 100 years ago after four terrible years of fighting.
If you could travel back in time to 1918, what would it be like in Fernhill Heath and Tiverton?
How did people live and what sort of jobs did they do?
Did children go to school or did they have to work too?
We thought it would be interesting to find out, so we invited a local history expert, Jenny, to Radio Club and asked her lots of questions.
What did most people do for a job in our villages?
Most of the men would have been working on the farms. They were described as farm labourers, so that meant that they were often working for a big farmer. Your mums would have been keeping house, but some of them also might have been working. And a lot of people in Tiverton and in Fernhill Heath were gloveresses. Now, gloveresses were ladies who made gloves. And they made the gloves for the big companies in Worcester City, like Dent's. And so what would happen was they would be given a box of pieces to sew together to make a pair of gloves. And they would earn money for each pair of gloves that they made.
Was life harder for children back then?
Yes, I think it probably was, because you had to grow up quite fast. You had to leave school at the age of 12. But what I found is during the war, a lot of your children had to help on the farm and they had to help with the cooking.
Did children have to do paid work?
Yes, they often did. During the war, one of the difficulties, of course, is if your dad has gone to be a soldier, then your mum is not getting his regular earnings. Often boys, like yourself, would be paid more for fruit picking than your mum would. You might earn 6 shillings. Your mum would have said, "You're earning more than me, George. You come out of school and you go and pick some fruit and you bring the money and you're the man of the house now." And that's good if you're earning the money. Some children had to work because the family had their own farm and they didn't pay you. They just expected you to work there because you're a relative.
What sort of things did the mums and older sisters do?
The sisters and the mums might have been nurses in the local hospital, or they might have even gone into Worcester to work in the munitions works at Blackpool, making bullets and stuff. But they would also have been helping out on the land, and they would also have been doing other kinds of knitting or bandage making, voluntary work that supported the war effort.
It was really interesting talking to Jenny about life 100 years ago. We also looked in the Hinlip and Tiverton logbooks. These are like diaries and they tell us what was going on each day. Here are some of the things we discovered.
What did children do during the war?
Some children were making fundraising shows by rehearsing songs and dances, and people wanted to buy the tickets.
How did that help the war effort?
Because all the money towards the tickets went to the war effort.
Believe it or not, boys knitted socks, scarves and woolly jumpers for troops.
Some children picked conkers.
Why?
Because scientists believed that they could make gunpowder, but in the end they couldn't.
Some children were making and selling penny flags.
What are penny flags?
They're tiny flags which people like to wear pinned to their jacket.
How much did they cost?
One penny.
How did they make a lot of money if they only cost one penny?
Because a lot of people were buying them, which made more money and it helped the war effort.
Some children helped make jam to send to the soldiers. They did collecting eggs because eggs were really good for you, and
The eggs were sent to the hospitals to make the soldiers get better after they had been in World War One.
The First World War ended in 1918 and soon things got back to normal for children. But 20 years later, there was another World War. We visited our friends at Fernhill House and talked to Pat, Marion and Jack.
Come and sit here, Janet. You can answer as well.
What was it like being a child in World War Two?
Quite scary at times, because you'd hear the German bombers going overhead. That wasn't very nice at all, but we had an air raid shelter in our back garden. And when that happened, I had what they call a special siren suit to put on over my pyjamas. So you just put this on and went to the air raid shelter so that you wouldn't get bombed.
Jack was just 16 at this time, but he had to go to work.
I worked in shipbuilding. We built a little aircraft carrier which carried two planes out to the big aircraft carriers that wouldn't come into the docks in case they were bombed, so they stayed out at sea.
Marion and Pat remembered helping during the war with knitting and picking fruit. Plums and damsons were preserved all winter in jars.
Well, my mother, she got a big stone jar and she put the damsons, layered them in sugar. We nearly got drunk on it because it was so potent. But we did lots of knitting during the war. I knitted scarves and balaclavas.
I wasn't very old. I know that we used to kind of knit with our needles under our arms. I think we were knitting squares. I don't think we were capable of doing much more. For blankets.
We found out that during both the First World War and the Second World War, it wasn't just the grown-ups who helped our country. On Remembrance Day this year, when we wear our poppies, we'll think about the children of Tiverton and Fernhill Heath who did their bit to help too.
Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Goodbye.